March 14th, it's National Pie Day.
I love pie.
Pizza pie or dessert pie.
Blueberry blackberry.
Blackberry boysenberry.
Boysenberry huckleberry.
Huckleberry raspberry.
Raspberry strawberry.
Strawberry cranberry.
Peach.
It's not that kind of pie.
It is about math.
A celebration of the mathematical pie that takes place on 314.
Nerd!
You're that nerd.
National Pie Day.
Let's do this.
WQKX. WQKX HD1 Sunbury.
Look, if it's not fruit pie or pizza pie, I don't want to do pie day.
3.14 and a lot of numbers.
I see you are good in math too.
The best songs on the radio.
In digital HD. Morgan in the Morning, weekdays at 6 a.m., 94KX.
Weekend in review. This should be pretty quick. It snowed, so we didn't do anything, correct? I mean, there was no Mafiosa Live broadcast.
No.
We're all going to party at a aftermarket parts place. Trust me, friends, one dude would be having fun, and that would be me. I'd be, like, buying everything in the shop. Karina and Sam Tyler would be like, what does this do? What did Sam say on Friday? She didn't know the difference between tires and wheels.
Before that, I said, you're going to learn to fix my car. And then she made that comment. I was like, yeah, that's a no. What's this do?
Exactly. So the snow interrupted all of our plans. I guess that's my point. No matter what you were planning on doing, you woke up Saturday morning and you said, well, look at this.
It was like a mini blizzard. It was really whipping that wind.
I thought it was great, but I had all the hate on Facebook about it's supposed to be spring. Excuse me, spring doesn't start till next week. So
I saw a meme. Somebody said, nobody breathe, nobody tick Mother Nature off. Hopefully this is the last snowfall. Well, you know, I mean, she's going to do what she's going to do.
It's March in Pennsylvania, people.
March Madness.
You know, it was a pretty good amount, though. Yeah.
Well, I spent Sunday catching up on things, including trying to set my new clock on my stove, which I kind of forgot. Not even my laptop isn't correct. It says 5:16.
Wait, your laptop is supposed to be correct.
I know. It says 5:16.
Like, even your laptop doesn't agree with you? What is going on?
The gods are already hating on me.
You were just saying on Friday that you got it made because all your clocks are Microsoft-driven, and they'd all correct themselves, and your laptop right now says 5:16?
Clearly eating my words at this point. You stink, Dell. Just saying.
Give it to Kevin. He'll fix it.
I don't know. It's like the one thing that's supposed to fix itself is a laptop and the phone, and I'm completely lost. I'm not starting this week out well.
Uh-oh. We'll make it better. I promise. We'll try to make it better.
It's a jam-packed week, too.
Weekend was just laying low for me. It's pretty cool. We do have a jam-packed week. We're going to talk to you about being live on St. Patrick's Day from McGuigan's. No better place to be. Also, our St. Patty's party at Whispering Oaks. We got a busy week with guests. Pretty cool. And Tom Brady is back. We got to talk about that.
Oh, of course we do.
Speaking about love and or hate on Facebook, guys, Central PA, what do you have against Tom Brady? Leave him alone. The guy can do whatever he wants.
Does he live in your house? Are you married to him? Does he pay your bills? No. Don't worry about it.
And there it is.
Morgan in the Morning, 94KX.
Sales at Barnes & Noble are skyrocketing because so many TikTokers have been posting about buying books at the store. Right now, Radio Shack is like, for the love of God, do that with all the electronics. All the electronics. That's right. Barnes & Noble is like, oh, man, we're this close to no longer being considered a public restroom. We're this close.
WQKX. 94KX.
Tom Brady retires.
They say all good things must come to an end.
Guess who's back?
Look who's back
again.
TB12.
Brady's back.
He's back again.
Gronk's good friend.
What's the big deal? So much hate on Facebook last night. Why do people hate Tom Brady? Leave him alone. If you had the chance to stay at work for bazillions of dollars for 23 years, you'd do it. Everybody would do it.
I mean, it's kind of like people hating on the Crimson Tide. Don't hate on somebody that's good. I mean, I get it. Like, you make all your, like, ooh, it's all in the family. You like your cousin jokes. But it's like, you know what? This is a team that's been amazing for how many years? You don't just fall upon that. That is by design. And
the Crimson
same thing
Tide. Okay, I get it.
Yeah,
I guess,
so, like,
I
Tom
it.
Brady is amazing. And joke's on you. Cause
you're
every
a Penn State fan. The Ohio State.
We don't talk about that.
Yeah, see that? Yeah. Everybody's got to hate. But Tom Brady, I don't.
But the joke is on them, because every time they do this, this dude gets more $1 million in his pocket.
You
I'm
know,
just
and even if you don't understand sports and you still hate him, you're really a bad person. But if you do understand sports, look what happened last week. Aaron Rodgers decided he's going to hang around for another year. Everybody said he was going to get traded like Tom Brady did, but he didn't. Green Bay said how much cash you need, and they just made it rain. Mm-hmm. And so TB is sitting at the pool with his wife, and he's like,
exactly,
you know, and he's looking at his phone. Son of a gun, Aaron Rodgers came back. So this is what they're going to do.
Challenge accepted.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, so let me put it in perspective. Alone. All you country fans, when Garth Brooks for the millionth time said, I'm retiring, and then like a week later came out, oh, look at my new tour. I mean, it's the same thing. It's just, he's going to do what he's going to do. You all love him. You just secretly hate him.
Let me go back even further. Frank Sinatra retired 10 times, and then he died. Come on. Leave him alone. No. Leave him alone. Leave Tom Brady alone. I mean, there's only one guy that should be complaining today. And that's the guy that spent $500,000 for Tom Brady's last touchdown pass.
Oh, this poor sucker.
Deflate that ball and call it a day, my friend.
Still to come with Morgan in the Morning.
We've got news. We've got the sports. We've got the AccuWeather. Maybe I'll just continually retire and come back again.
Stop it.
I wonder if that would work for me.
Stop it.
It wouldn't work for me. Nobody would care.
Morgan in the Morning, 94.1 WQKX.
So this was a TikTok that has, I don't know, taken over the world for parents with teenagers. Mm-hmm. You said you actually like this lady's ideas.
I do, because, I mean, look, I'm just going to be blunt. Some of the kids these days, not all of them, I'm not going to blanket statement, but a lot of them have no idea. And, you know, we go back 20 years, it's a whole lot different. So setting them up to be able to be an actual adult early, I think it's a great idea.
Okay, I kind of agree on some of it. I think sometimes 13 is too early, but the rules she lays down by 16. Listen for yourself. This is interesting.
In my house, at the age of 13, you're allowed to cuss. As long as you use it in the proper context and you do not disrespect adults. And yes, you will say ma'am and you will say sir. You will be respectful. At the age of 16, they're required to get a job, a driver's license, and then they have to start paying rent, in which I will save it until at whatever point they decide that they want to move out. I'll return all the rent they've paid to me over the months or over the years, and they'll have a nice nest egg to start.
See, though, that makes sense. So I see what you're saying.
Maybe 13 is a little early to be cussing, but again, other than that, yes, I'm all about this. And the ma'am, sir thing, that's a big Southern. I mean, I can't tell you how many kids I've seen in the store where they've said thank you, and the mom will literally go, excuse me, and they'll go, thank you ma'am, like,
yeah, ma'am and sir, you know. Nothing wrong with that. Respect, nothing wrong with that. Seems to be lacking nowadays.
Mm-hmm.
But the cussing thing, kind of, that's what made me listen to the rest of it. I was like, wait, they could cuss at 13? It made me think of that episode of The Simpsons where there was different tiers of cussing.
Can I have permission to swear?
Okay, as long as it's tier one.
Damn it. That didn't work. Can I go to tier two?
I'm afraid not.
My dad never had those rules.
Put a dollar in the cuss jar.
There it is.
Don't go away. More of Morgan in the Morning next.
I come from a different generation. There was no cussing when you were... My dad slapped me when I was 40 and I cussed in front of him. But yes, respect and get a job. You can't have a car until you can afford a car. You know, that kind of stuff. That's the parenting we don't see anymore.
Damn it.
You're lucky that's tier one or you'd be putting a dollar in the cuss jar.
Morgan in the Morning. Weekdays at 6 a.m. 94KX.
Okay, Pennsylvania is officially back on the map again thanks to a couple who have their own YouTube channel. They call themselves Saucy and Honey, and they wanted to pull a really cool stunt.
It wasn't cool.
No, it's illegal.
Some call it stupid news. We say, and there it is.
All right. So they're from down around Chester, PA, this Saucy and Honey, and they decided to stay overnight in a Target, which you can't do.
Target is about to close, you guys. We are about to spend the night in Target.
I don't know if it's just a fine for getting arrested. I don't really know.
And officers are searching in this dark store, and suddenly at 3 o'clock in the morning come upon somebody. That's not a great situation for anybody.
No, it's not a great situation. It could get you tased or shot or something. But Saucy and Honey thought it was funny.
I mean, at least throw in some red shirts and pretend to work there.
Now that's even funnier than doing something illegal. Put on, what, a red vest with a Target on it? Act like you're stocking the shelves at 3 in the morning when nobody is there.
Yes, I used to work at a Chick-fil-A, and I walked into a Family Dollar because they wear red there, and I got questions all the time.
Yeah? And there it is, friends. And there it is.
For every act of goofiness, there's a lesson to be learned. And there it is. On 94KX.
No matter what Karina did as a youngster, kids, don't try this at home.
Coming up with Morgan in the Morning.
Follow me for more info.
No, don't. We need more good news in this world, don't we?
Yes, we do. Let's get enough of it.
No, never enough.
Morgan in the Morning, 94KX, 94KX.
Who wants to hear some good news?
You've heard the news.
Just so I know, is it good news or bad news?
Oh, it's good news. No, it's definitely good news.
It's some good news.
Don't tell me it's good news.
Let's hear it!
Now, the good news.
Employees at a Colorado thrift store tracked down a guy who accidentally donated a briefcase full of very priceless objects.
We have your stuff. And I'm like, my stuff? Letters and stuff from three generations going back. And I'm like, oh, that was a mistake.
We knew that it was something special. It was obvious that it wasn't like the typical donation.
Reading some of these letters, I started to like thinking about, oh, this is why this is happening. This is how I came to be who I am today because of the actions of my grandparents and my parents. Really kind of cool to be able to think about that.
Yosef Garrett talking about how grateful he was to have the items back. Thank God somebody took the time to call them.
80 years worth.
Wow.
Wow. That's good news. Hey, here's good news. McDonald's had to shut down all those locations in Russia. Well, you didn't probably know this. McDonald's continues to pay their employees in the Ukraine, even though the McDonald's are closed down there.
Wow.
Yesterday, McDonald's announced that they will continue to pay the employees in Russia as well.
That's something a machine can't buy right there. They're putting all those kiosks, but that's pretty cool.
That's very good news. Hey, you remember the name Vinnie Clossy, the former Northumberland County Commissioner? Now wait, before you say anything, he started a GoFundMe for the Transfiguration Ukrainian Catholic Church of Shemokin to fund orphanages in the Ukraine. He's hoping to raise $175,000. Hey, Vinnie! That's good news.
Pretty awesome.
This is good news.
Morgan in the Morning. 94KX.
WQKX. If your local group has some good news, send it to Mark Lawrence, News Radio. He'll get it to us.
And we'll share it with you on Morgan in the Morning.
Up next with Morgan in the Morning.
We got late night TV, a double dose from SNL Update and from Bill Lahr. And Lynn Hall should be in with the birthday buddies.
Yay, love it. It's 94KX.
You're listening to Morgan in the Morning, 94KX.
Russia has responded to sanctions by banning the export of Russian-made cars. But a Russian-made car is just a drunk bear on roller skates.
There is a gas station in Mendocino County here in California. Charging $8.45 for a gallon of gasoline. For that money, they should check your oil and your prostate.
Morgan in the Morning.
Winning over audiences across America.
Birthday buddies.
Yay!
Birthday buddies.
You are wonderful. You make my day.
Birthday buddies.
Every day.
And go!
Nice job, ladies. How you doing today, Lynn Hall?
I'm fine. How are you, Tom Morgan? Why are we talking like this? You fine this morning? Karina's good. Now we got that out of the way.
Let's take a look at some celebrity birthdays. Simone Biles is 25 today.
Ooh, what an Olympian.
Love her on the new Subway commercial.
Uh-huh.
Speaking of it, Steph Curry, he's the other guy in the Subway commercial. He's 34 today. They share a birthday. That's pretty cool. Taylor Hanson, the middle boy in the Hansons.
Oh, no.
39 years old.
Are they still around? What's going on?
I don't know what they're doing.
I don't know. Puberty hit and it was all over.
I think I actually saw Taylor Hanson at the Turkey Hill on Front Street in Sunbury.
No kidding. Yeah, no, that was Justin Bieber.
Okay, one of them. Chris Klein, you might remember him as Oz in American Pie. He's 43 years old.
Oh, my goodness.
What a movie. Rick Dees, famous DJ, 72 years old. You mean to tell me there's somebody on the air older than me? That's kind of what I'm wondering. No, he's not on the air anymore.
You'll be happy all day.
There you go. Billy Crystal is 74.
Oh, okay.
He does my favorite Sammy Davis tune.
Oh, I know. Hey, babe, Billy Crystal. Hey, babe.
Anyway, Quincy Jones, The Q, 89 years old today.
Very good.
What a talented musician. And Michael Caine, one of my favorite actors.
Oh, 89 like
as well. Cider House Rules, one of my favorite movies of all time. Google it. There you go.
Google it.
All right.
If you didn't know, Google it.
Now I guess we have to take a look at the local celebs. What do we call them?
Birthday buddies.
You betcha, ladies. Amber Kurtz is 34 years old today. Happy birthday.
Eric Gramley is 46. Happy birthday.
Artie Crist is 42 today. Happy birthday.
Happy birthday to Bob Hoffman. Here's some Nori. He's 61.
Brittany Kessler from Beaver Springs is 39. Happy birthday.
Carol Bogar from Sealands Grove is 61 today.
Charlie Moll from Sunbury is 61 as well.
Deborah Zechman from Mifflinburg is 61.
George Hendricks is 68. Happy birthday.
Happy birthday to Jamie Bingaman from Nori, 32.
Joanne Bloom from Sunbury is 56. Happy birthday.
Karen Kiefer's from West Milton. She's 57 today.
Happy birthday to Marlena Anderson, 52.
Michelle Murphy is 45.
Olivia Eby, 27 today. Happy birthday.
Happy birthday to Lynn Hall. How do you say this? Stan
Tychinski. That's what I'm thinking.
That's what I'm thinking, too.
Okay.
Mediocre minds think alike.
Think alike.
Yeah.
Yes.
Terrell, I hope I said Terrell, Mingle is 63. Happy birthday. And we did get a call. Amanda wants to wish her buddy, Brandy Wright, 36 years old from Berwick, happy birthday.
Happy birthday.
See that? You can call him in on the Ford
yes.
phone line.
1-800-326-94KX.
One of the many ways that you may get a hold of us.
What are those, Lynn?
Well, there could be Facebook, the Book of Faces, correct?
Yes.
You could email them if you wish. Yes. Tweet.
I like how you read them off like you're like a game show announcer.
You
send a plane
won
with that thing flying on the back of the beach.
Maker.
You know, whatever.
Oh, boy. Each and every day at this time.
It's birthday buddies.
WQKX. Still to come with Morgan in the Morning. Viral comedy. Look for it later. Listen to it now.
Yeah. Look these up later because, well, Karina's story you're really going to want to see. This one is kind of funny, though. A gym teacher decides to do some trivia. If you can't answer the questions, you'll have to continue to run laps. His class is pretty dumb.
What artist was known as a queen of soul?
Queen of soul.
What artist was known as a queen of soul?
Anybody? Take a lap.
What artist was known as a queen of soul?
Anybody?
I don't know.
You don't know. Take a lap.
Artist Aretha Franklin.
Stop running.
Yes. Yes.
What artist was known as king of pop?
King of pop.
2,868 laps later.
Just for the record, kids, the king of pop was Michael Jackson. Only one person got Aretha Franklin as the queen of soul. Funny video.
Scared.
Check it out.
So how would you like to be doing your job as a TV reporter and all of a sudden an accident happens right behind you?
You see Hoover Street here. Officials say it's one of the most dangerous streets in all of Los Angeles. And now...
He's reporting a hit and run, and somebody hits and runs right behind him.
The irony is just unbelievable.
I just think that's something that would happen around here. And Nikki Cries would be right there.
Viral comedy. Morgan in the Morning. 94KX.
It almost sounded fake. It's so funny. Look the video up, though. You'll see it. An intersection known for hit and runs. Boom. And then you hear it speed off. See? That's why you have to hear it before you can see it. Look it up later.
Don't go away. More of Morgan in the Morning. Next, Morgan in the Morning, 94KX.
There's a new study out that says artificial intelligence can figure out if your marriage is doomed before you can.
And now, artificial intelligence observations on marriage. Fact. Men who vacuum and do the laundry get lucky more often.
Ooh.
Yes!
Fact.
Amen.
Foreplay is great, but have you tried doing the dishes and cleaning the bathroom? Fact. Men would help out more with housework if the spray bottles made a laser noise.
Oh yeah!
Pew, pew, pew!
Oh, yeah.
Fact. Men say happy wife, happy life.
Yes.
And women say, happy husband. Nothing rhymes with husband. Oh, well, here's a beer. This is Ben. Artificial intelligence observations on marriage.
Wait, I don't drink beer.
Kristen Jameson.
Explains my marriage, I guess.
Coming up with Morgan in the Morning.
We got guests in the studio. We got guests on the Ford Fun Line, and they all have something in common, being kind.
Yes. Danielle and Seth, good morning.
Good morning.
Hey, there they are. We are entering week 3 of the Be Kind campaign. You guys want to hang around and tell us all about it coming up?
Absolutely.
Meanwhile, we have guests in the studio from the Dagenstein Community Library.
Yes, we have got Sarah and Melissa. Melissa's director of Dickinson and Library, and Sarah's the youth services coordinator. We're going to make some kind flowers to tie it all in on Morgan in the Morning.
WQKX. You're listening to Morgan in the Morning, 94KX.
Oh, we're being kind. We're being kind all month long, and hopefully for the rest of our lives. Seth and Danielle standing by on the Ford Fun Line to talk to us about week three of the campaign. This is pretty exciting. It involves the Dickinson Community Library.
Yeah, we've got Sarah and Melissa. Good morning.
Close to that microphone, ladies.
Good morning.
Look at the pretty flowers you're holding. What's going on?
So this month, we are partnering with the United Way to do Be Kind activities all month long. Mm-hmm. And for any time during the library's open hours, come on in, make a flower, and we will actually pass them out to essential workers. So pretty simple. If you don't want to leave it and you want to take it with you, feel free to do that and then pass it out to your favorite friend or say thank you to someone.
Sarah Fisher, Youth Services Coordinator. So you are the brains behind this. What brought you to?
Well, I just like the idea of the fact that we could just give a little bit of a gift to the essential workers. My mom is actually a nurse.
Oh, wow.
So it was really nice. We did this last year, too, as a part of the kindness campaign, and it really kind of cheered everybody up out at Shemoke and Geisinger. We passed those out, and then she took pictures of the nurses receiving them and everything like that.
So cool.
It was just a little gift to, you know, kind of brighten their day. We're hoping to collect a lot more than we did last year, so.
The kids like making these in the library?
Yeah. Yeah, we actually have some adults, too, that sit at the craft table and make them as well, so.
Now, your flower has a thank you sticker on it. That is so cool. And what does the back sign say?
This one, I made this one, so it just says thank you from the staff of the Dickinson Library.
Awesome.
But we do have the supplies there that you can write little thank you notes on them.
Mm-hmm.
And the kids can sign their names, too, if they want to, so.
That is very cool.
So you're going to help us out with this, Sarah, because, you know, I think I flunked arts and crafts in kindergarten. I don't remember. It was a long time ago.
All you have to do is trace and cut.
Okay, trace and cut. I never stay in the lines. Trust me on that, no matter what we're talking about. But we could do that. And Melissa, you'll hang around, too, and help us make these flowers?
Oh, yes. It'll be fun. It'll be a lot of fun.
Karina, it's almost like a try it Tuesday on a Monday.
Yeah, my crafting's not so great. I can cook like a mother, but not so much in the crafting department.
Wait, your crafting isn't that great either?
No.
Up next with Morgan in the Morning.
Yeah, on the way next, look for us making those flowers with Melissa and Sarah. And on the way in just a couple of minutes, we'll talk to Seth and Danielle from the United Way.
Absolutely. It's the Be Kind campaign week three.
Morgan in the Morning. Be a part of the show. The Ford Fun Line is always open. 1-800-326-94KX.
We've got Seth and Danielle on the Ford Fun Line. Good morning again.
Good morning.
Tell us about week three because we're talking essential workers, right?
Yes, we are. But wanted to remind everyone that today is the last day to submit your kindness nominations. So this is also a great week to be thinking of your essential workers. We're still looking for people in the community who've performed acts of kindness, big or small. And today is the last day to submit them for prizes, which include gift cards to local small business and our Be Kind merch.
Essential workers. Karina, you were one.
Yes, I worked 15 years in healthcare. During the pandemic, it was very stressful, as I know for a lot of healthcare workers and responders, and they're just rock stars. During the pandemic, they really showed what they are and who they are.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, if anything, this pandemic has shown that, you know, healthcare workers, childcare workers, even grocery store clerks and gas attendants, teachers, nurses, they're all the backbones of our community. And you know, we just really want to show our thanks and appreciation for everything that they do, you know, day in and day out. So some of the things that we're challenging folks to do, give a gift card to an essential worker, write a thank you note on a receipt to a waiter or waitress, or post a thank you message on social media. And share your acts of kindness on social media using the hashtag BeKind2022.
That's a great idea.
Yeah.
Friday, we'll find out who our next recipient is, correct?
That's right. So get your nominations in, and we'll be back to announce week three winner on Friday.
I know you're so busy during this campaign, Seth, Danielle. Thanks a lot.
Thank you so much.
WQKX.
So, guys, for the first time ever, the Tin Man's oil can from The Wizard of Oz is going up for auction. The bidding starts at $200,000, but only because it has a little oil left in it.
Morgan in the Morning.
presenting
Tom's top list of the day.
And you can use it anywhere.
Now let's get started.
Yeah, let's get started on numbers on March Madness. An estimated $10 billion will be wagered on the tournament. Unbelievable.
Annual revenue for the NCAA was nearly $1.2 billion.
College basketball's highest paid coach, Kentucky's John Calipari, $8.1 million a season, and his players don't get any money.
Wow. Corporate bosses supposedly lose $13.8 billion due to unproductive workers. Yeah, okay.
Yeah, you're watching your bracket instead of doing your job. Even people who aren't familiar with it or don't care, they still invest. Is that cool or what?
50 million people have participated in NCAA bracket pools.
According to Wallet Hub, there's a 19% increase in beer sales during March Madness.
The four number one seeds are
Gonzaga?
You go for it, Tom.
Gonzaga, Baylor, Arizona, and Kansas. And this is the first time since seeding started in 79 that the ACC only has one team out of those four.
Can you tell I'm not a sports person?
Still to come with Morgan in the Morning.
Still to come, we're going to be making crafts in the studio, and you'll be able to watch the video. And anything that helps the United Way is good with us, right?
Including laughing at Tom and Karina.
Morgan in the Morning, weekdays at 6 a.m., 94KX.
St. Patrick's Day is coming, Karina.
Thursday, our day to shine, and we're going to do it in a big way at McGuigan's Public House in Sunbury, live from Morgan in the Morning.
So McGuigan's has been waiting for a long time for this show.
And we are so excited. There's going to be a 7 to 9. Irish breakfast, plenty of Killian's Red on tap. It's going to be a great time. I know you hear us and you're like, we're in this little box. Now you can actually see it live for all the frills.
We want you to stop. If you can't, we'll be in the front window. Just drive by and blow the horn. But we do want you to stop and eat the Irish breakfast before you go to work. That would be a great idea.
We'd love to see you at McGuigan's this Thursday with Morgan in the Morning.
Don't go away. You're listening to Morgan in the Morning, 94KX.
Parting shot. I thought of Jim Gaffigan when I heard that the Scranton St. Patrick's Day parade was postponed because of the snow on Saturday. You can't beat a parade. Or can you?
We went a year and a half with no weddings, no kids' birthday parties, no family reunions, but it wasn't all good news. I don't think some things are coming back. Like parades, I think that might be a wrap on parades.
No, don't say that.
There was never anything that impressive about a parade. You were like, hey kids, look, people are walking. Creating unnecessary traffic. Before the pandemic, if you ran into a parade, you were never like, oh, cool, a parade. You're always kind of like, I hate humans.
Unless they're throwing candy.
The only people really enjoying the parade were the people marching in the parade.
Well,
even the people on the sidewalk were like, how long is this?
WQKX. Thanks for listening. Morgan in the Morning, 94KX.